Take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Hello there, Karen. How are you?
Good morning, Mikey. How are you?
Good, thank you. A book. You've got yourself a book.
Got myself a book, and I've got one for everybody.
That loves books. And I've got one for everybody.
If you love books and you love music, I think people will really enjoy this book. It's called Another Planet, A Teenager in Suburbia by Tracy Thorne.
It's got the cover there. You've got a shirtless, it felt like a shirtless chap there.
Shirtless punk.
Doing some unusual lean down kiss A-frame. Kissing another punk there. Obviously in the middle of a field. Away from prying eyes, but right in the middle of a field, and looks like a bit, this is a good looking. Is this going to be what the cover is? Uncorrected proof, which means
that is the cover. But the real edition that punters can buy is a beautiful hardback. It's only $33.
Oh. Tracy Thorne is the author,
and of course she was. She's one half of Everything But The Girl.
Oh, of course.
The group, yeah. Well known for their song Missing.
Yeah.
And this is actually her third book. And she is a bloody good writer. She is fantastic, man. Like, whether you like her music or not, she is excellent.
I love her voice. She's got a beautiful voice.
Oh, her voice is like velvet and really soulful,
yeah.
But kind of deadpan as well.
Yeah. I mean, they definitely had their time and place, Everything But The Girl, you know. But,
For sure. Yeah.
I didn't realise that she was an author as well.
Well, yeah, it's her third book. And
is this fiction or
non-fiction?
It's memoir.
Oh. So memoirs?
It's her third memoir.
Oh, yeah, about being a teenager in suburbia. Oh, yep.
It's exactly
We've
what
talked
it
about
is.
Swapping spit already this morning.
It's a small town memoir, and it's a lovely, gentle memoir, and it's about the boredom of growing up in suburbia
so
in the 1970s.
So boring.
So boring.
I guess most of us in New Zealand can kind of relate to that because, you know, we're
little,
one big
little New Zealand, eh?
But it's also a condition, you know what I mean? It's like, you really work yourself into, when you are in suburbia, you really work yourself into the, oh, it's so boring.
Well, when you're a teenager, right, and you're waiting for something to happen.
And I guess when you're a teenager in New York, you probably go, oh, it's so boring.
Yeah. Do you think so?
Yes.
Probably.
It's interesting to have a book written about being bored.
Yeah.
How do you make that interesting?
So what it is, I'll tell you what it is.
Boring is boring does, that's what my mum was.
Okay.
It's so what she's done, she grew up in Brookmans Park, which was a commuter town in southeast England.
It was a what town?
Commuter town. So, you know, they had a big train station and it's very suburban.
Oh, that does sound boring.
Kind of like a transitory place that you go through.
Okay. And yeah, that does sound super boring.
A stopover.
And actually, it was a famous place because it had the BBC transmitter there. That was what it was kind of known
for. Wow, that sounds super boring, though. Yep, okay, so yeah. She made it. She got out of there.
And so in 1975, she started a diary, and it's just that really classic teenager diary. The bus didn't show up. I went to the shops. I didn't buy anything. I'm bored. I watched the goodies on TV.
Oh, classic. See, that would have saved her.
Had a really nice roast for dinner. Yeah. And she kind of gets to the point where she says, I think maybe about 1976 or something, oh, you just really get this feeling that something is happening somewhere else and something's got to happen.
Yeah.
Something's got to happen, and something did happen, and that thing that happened was punk rock.
Mm. Right.
And so she gets into records and she gets into culture and she's writing about all the films and records and gigs. She's going to gigs and dressing up, and her idols were people like David Bowie. And she was sort of thinking, you know, she writes in here, I wish I had the nerve to kind of dress up flamboyant. And they had the Bromley contingent, you know, all the punk rockers, like, they were suburban too. Mm. Susie Sue and Steve Severin. And she sort of says, God, they had guts to do that, but not kind of realising that they were just suburban kids like her, and they just did it.
Wow.
And she fostered too, I guess, a real sense of DIY. Like, at one point she says, I said to my friend, why don't we start our own music magazine? Why don't we, like, start our own band? And she actually revisits her hometown something, you know, decades later, and she's looking back on these diary notes. Mm. And at one point she says, I don't recognize this person. And then other times she's like, I completely recognize this person. But one thing that I think is really great about this memoir is that it really celebrates the ordinary and not the extraordinary.
Yeah. Which is an interesting thing to read about, isn't it?
It really is. It's really compelling in that way that only mundane detail can be.
Did you guys keep diaries? I've asked you this question before. Did you guys keep diaries?
Yeah.
Did you?
Yes, yeah.
Weird.
Did you? Or do you?
No.
Currently.
No. Or do you? Do you?
Yeah, I've got a journal.
Journal? Yeah. I mean, what's your input to significant events?
That's quite private, isn't it?
Well, significant. I mean,
I'm kidding.
Do you make a point out of doing it every day or significant events, or do you look back and go, oh, I shouldn't have written about that? And yeah, maybe you.
I don't often go back and read what I've written. Do you?
Yeah, I do, and it's bizarre.
I feel like now I should keep a journal.
It's bizarre. She actually writes in here, and I thought it was so interesting that there were things that were happening or thoughts that she had that she couldn't bear to record in her diary because putting them on paper makes them real.
Mm. Yeah.
And so she would write something and then later she looks back on it and she's sort of like, well, it wasn't really quite like that.
Yeah.
Lying by omission, I guess, but also, you know, that kind of, once you put it on paper, you kind of immortalise it and it's kind of real. Or you're admitting something.
Yeah, 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 yeah. All right.
So the kind of unreliability of keeping a diary.
This is why I think I've never kept a diary, because I don't think I'm reliable enough to myself.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think I try and sell it to myself so that if I wrote something down, I try and sell it. So that in 5 years, if I look back at it, I go, yeah, it's pretty cool. When actually it wasn't that cool.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I think it can be
or
quite confronting.
Yeah.
Hmm. But it's a really
funny. I'm often confronting myself about that.
Funny, sort of wise memoir, really thoughtful, great observational.
So you said she had other books. What are the other books?
Are they connected to that?
Well, they'll stand alone. I feel like this is a bit different to her other ones. So her first one that I read was Bedsit Disco Queen, and that was amazing too. And that is one that just sold so well across the board. People just love Tracy Thorn, whether they like her music or not. Right. But then a lot of people do love her music. She's got so many fans. And she's also a columnist in the UK and writes about lovely things, you know, like she writes about family and she's really into the natural world. So she goes walking and the green belt and just, yeah, really remarkable. And just a really strong, staunch woman. A woman came into the shop and bought this the other day. She made a beeline for it the day that it came out, and she just said to me, oh, Tracy Thorn, you know, she's our woman, you know, like she's one of us.
And, yeah, that's cool. That's
yeah,
really, cool.
Really cool.
Yeah,
yeah.
All right, so awesome. we're gonna play a track of Tracy Thorn's from not from Everything But the Girl, but from before then.
Marine Girls, which was all female post punk group, and yeah, really, really cool. If you like Young Marble Giants or the Raincoats, you'd like the Marine Girls.
All right, so the book is called Tracy Thorn's Another Planet.
Yeah, a teenager in suburbia, $33.
In love again, it's been like this before. I'm in love again.
Thank you, Kieran.
Thank you. Oh, I should say this is them covering the Buzzcocks. Love You More.
I've been hurt so many times before. So my darling, I will never leave you. In my heart to always love you more, love you more. It's my heart again that drives me so wild. I just can't explain, although I'm not a child. So I would cry if you ever left me, but because you're all I'm living for, with every heartbeat I want you madly. It's in my blood to always love you more, love you more. Oh, my love again, what I say is true, though it may sound plain. I love you who, and any love to me is like another.
That was Loose Reads.